Hey guys, this is Mickey from Life and Times of a Peon in Hollywood.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Life and Times of a Peon in Hollywood.
And we're here to advertise this cool thing. Called Stitcher. What the hell are you doing?
Mickey, I'm advertising our great Stitcher site. If you like podcasts of the Life and Times of a Peon in Hollywood, check us out on Stitcher, where you can listen to ours and other great podcasts.
I didn't say any of that. You're a terrible copycat. Welcome to Life and Times of a Peon in Hollywood. I'm Mickey Woodall.
I'm Jason Carpenter.
Oh, man. You know, normally we just start the episode with a cold open that, you know, blows people's minds. But instead, I'm just going to get a bunch of messages shot at me. Never mind. No, we normally record that cold open, but... Something happened.
We had a bit of a dinner party tonight before we started recording. And ventured into a semi-drunken discussion of that new movie that came out. What's the name of it again?
Batman's and his fight with Frank Equality.
Yes, that's the name of it.
Well, Morty Batman's is an interesting character.
Yeah, it was Batman versus Superman. Just a heads up, you might not like it if you go see it. But I'm not going to tell anybody what to think.
I mean, I kind of already predicted that on a previous episode, but I'm not going to say I told you so to anyone that didn't believe me.
Hey, Mickey, you know what I want to know?
What's that?
What's in the bag?
Oh, what's in the bag?
So this is our last episode before we take our hiatus
For the month of April. Our month-long hiatus where we're developing beautiful new shows for the podcast network we'll be launching in May.
Yay!
But, yeah, you're right. So, what does that have to do with what's in the bag, though, Jason?
This is a special brew.
A special brew?
And I think you'll like it.
Is it your penis?
Maybe.
Oh,
good. Just stick it in your mouth and you'll find out.
Oh, goody. Hold on.
You might recognize it.
That's tasty, but unfamiliar.
Okay. Good.
Yes. So about this cold open.
Yeah.
While I sit here and enjoy this beautiful, delectable beer, we're going to throw you into the conversation that was had, where it's essentially Jason, Jimmy, and Sapui's review of Batman v Superman.
Your review is a generous term for slagging off on the movie for half an hour.
Yeah, essentially. So just letting everyone know, spoilers ahead.
Serious spoilers.
Like, major spoilers. But here you go. Enjoy.
Plans. I'm going to have Superman kill Batman. It's going to be the dawn of justice when Batman and Superman fight. Yes. I'm so genius that I'm going to put two super powerful beings together where they can talk and discuss how I fucked them both over. Yes.
I want to see this fucking movie just to like be a part of this now. Ugh. Oh yeah. Was there any fucking teaser at the end?
No.
For Justice League?
Oh, to be fair, we left.
Oh, did you?
Man.
Those credits rolled and you were just like, nope, I'm out.
No, we like sat there for a minute. We were just like, do we even want to? And then Ryan said, according to the online, nothing. I was like, good, we'll leave it. Go.
Yeah, pretty much.
So also, wait, how was
dead silent for a moment, just walking down until we got there. And then I was just like, I fucking hated it.
How was the Flash introduced?
He shows up in Batman's psychic dream.
Batman's psychic dream. He has a psychic dream.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot. Batman's a psychic now.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his precog abilities.
He's a medium. He was working.
No. Flash ran so fast, he ran into the Batman's dream.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Batman
logic.
Flashpoint paradox.
I don't know. I would be perfectly okay if the Flash, they ended up, like, cheesing up so hardcore that his bullshit speed powers, which can already break time somehow, can somehow break, like, every form of physics and metaphysics that could possibly exist.
In the new 52 that I started reading, he I don't know if this is like a new thing for him or not, but he can tell the future when he's running really fast.
Yes, actually.
Yeah,
because he starts existing.
I mean, that, there you go. Like, after that, like, he can just fucking do whatever.
Oh, yes, the Flash is insanely, insanely powerful. You have to understand.
That's why
Superman
I love him,
because
he's like a little
who is
cute
legitimately
baby,
more
just
powerful than classic Superman.
Yes.
Him. He's terrified of the Flash family because of what they did to him.
Mm.
He's scared of them.
Well, they're the only ones that can actually, you know, reverse time.
Yeah, or specifically, like,
yeah, but they
literally
don't
just
do it
dragged him into the Speed Force and sapped him of all speed for a couple of years. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that does?
It's Superman.
He literally couldn't move anything. All he could do was think. That's it. For years.
Because he was moving so
like
slowly.
No.
Like, he was...
They,
that would,
they
actually,
literally
that
just
been really cool
took it away.
If they, like, completely reversed him, where it was just, like, it wasn't that he wasn't moving at all. It was just, like, millimeters
okay.
in months
That's not
kind
what
of
he
moving.
Did, but the Flash can legitimately do that. That is one of his powers. Speed sapping is one of his powers. He can legit take the speed from
Look,
anything
I just
he
want the Flash TV show version of Flash
crazy.
To learn how to do that, because I love my little crybaby, but sometimes he's just a little bit, like, right now, he's just a little bit, like...
Also, Doomsday looked like a desiccated turd that had sat out a couple of days in the sun and then had teeth sticking out of it.
I'm pretty sure for Doomsday they
retarded.
Just they
yeah,
legit
actually,
looked retarded.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure for that they were like shit. We need a big bad. This isn't gonna work. Quick, slap something together. And someone just jumped on with like 2 months in advance and like digitally put him in there and they filmed like a few more fights.
Actually, and literally the Deus Ex Machina Doomsday by having
Zod's corpse.
Yeah,
they
create. Yeah, they use Zod's corpse to make Doomsday.
Yeah, well, as soon as I saw Zod's corpse, and then later in the trailer, Doomsday, I was like, so guess Zod is Doomsday now.
I get it because he's a Kryptonian weapon. He's like, actually, you fucking jackasses! He was made on Krypton. He was not a Kryptonian weapon.
Right.
There is a difference. There is a big difference, actually.
But Jimmy, how are they going to make him on Krypton? Krypton's already gone.
It was already gone by the time that he showed up. I know.
That was the best part about Doomsday when he originally showed up, though. You didn't know fucking anything about
what
he was or why he was there.
You just knew he was there to fuck shit up.
And he was just, like, crazy for no good
reason.
Yeah,
and this one you know why he's there. Lex Luthor and what he is, Zod. Yep.
But why?
In the original, he literally just shows up in a sarcophagus and starts wrecking shit, and the whole Justice League gets fucking manhandled by him while he still had a hand tied behind his back. That was a thing, by the way.
Oh, also, yeah. Also, apparently in the movie, Lois Lane is in Africa spying on some, like, terrorist dictator or something like that.
Yeah,
it's
like,
and
I scored an interview with a terrorist cell.
Yeah, and then she gets in trouble, and then I guess Superman was on his fucking lunch break at the Daily Planet in the canteen. Eating his SpaghettiOs out of a Tupperware thing, and he was like, Lois is in trouble.
That's the thing, though. Superman, no, he was there, remember? No, he wasn't. I'm sorry. But, to be fair, Superman's powers absolutely would allow him to hear that and respond immediately. Like, immediately mm-hmm. and do that. You know what my problem with that, though, is? Mm. If we are actually allowing him this power, why the fuck couldn't he have saved his mother? How come he didn't even know his mother was in trouble?
Yeah, exactly.
He was too busy with the Batmans.
No, he wasn't. He was doing
that. Was, yeah, literally,
the
only reason he even fought Batman was because of Lex Luthor.
Can
yes.
I ask where the context for the soldiers kneeling before him was? Like, what was
that
the
was
context
a dream
for that?
Yeah,
that was Batman's psychic dream.
Yeah. And
what?
That was that was Superman's what Doomsday Corps?
Yeah, no. When Superman basically becomes the evil god of Earth, and Flash comes back, and says, "Yeah, you were totally right about Superman." Apparently, when Lois Lane dies, he goes off the deep end and decides to become the evil dictator of Earth. This is canon.
Yeah.
Looks like Darkseid because those were absolutely parademons and everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say
yeah,
it was supposed to be parademons.
Yeah, it still was dumb.
Yep. Very,
also,
very
this
dumb.
Included Batman with a gun just...
Yeah, fucking Osama bin Batman over here.
Osama bin Batman.
He's like snapping necks, knifing people, shooting
he's
people.
Like, yeah, Superman's like,
you're
here to kill him. He's like, do you have any last words? And Batman's like, Allahu Akbar.
And a Krypton bomb explodes out of his chest.
Yeah, exactly. That would actually be a really interesting... that would be actually... Yeah, well, everyone worships Superman as God. And so Batman is like... It's like I decided to finally embrace the light of Islam. I realized I was living my life in complete deen. I had no I it was
I had no righteousness whatsoever. Then I learned that I learned fitna from the prophet, praise be unto him, and I knew my right place in the world was to fight to restore worship of the one true God, Allah.
You see, and now they can bring in,
That actually be a great storyline.
Shit, what was Batman's son's name in
Kingdom
Come?
Who are you telling me? The
Tim
whole
dark
thing
like,
about,
yeah.
like, Superman being too powerful.
We'll call
was just a fucking dream that Batman had?
No, it's implied that it is actually the Flash coming back from the future to warn Batman that Superman's going to become evil when Lois Lane, because Lois Lane is the key. That was actually the line. Lois Lane is the key.
So fucking go up to him and be like, dude, you need to protect this chick that you love so much that you would fucking turn evil for.
No,
and
then he was like, who
that's
the hell
it.
Is
but the
that
Flash can't show up to
like,
Superman. He can't comprehend. Kidding.
Also, the Flash was too busy shooting up his high school with a crossbow. He can't...
Wait, what? What? I don't get this reference.
It's from, We Need to Talk About Kevin. That's the movie that Flash was, the Flash's actor was in.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
He shot people up with a crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He convinces, he locks all of his classmates in the school gym and starts killing
he's
them with a crossbow.
He's
a sociopath.
He,
and
yeah.
he just wants to see what it's like to kill.
He got away with more than, like, one guy. Those are some terrible, terrible kids.
Well, you
no,
know, they've got those crossbows that can hold
whole...
up to five arrows now, Jimmy.
No,
come on.
Like, I like to imagine it's like a medieval crank crossbow. And like,
hold on, hold on, gotta wind
like,
a new bolt in there.
Like, ooh-ha,
and literally everyone's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
I'm gonna get ya! I'm gonna get ya!
He's gonna get us! Hold up your hands, it'll stop the bolts!
Actually, you have a slight chance, maybe, if like you pin both the hands together?
But by the
hey,
way,
hey guys, hey guys, I see it's a crossbow. We have a bunch of wrestling mats. Maybe we could just stack those and get behind them.
Or, you know,
actually,
just like,
he,
do you
want
to die?
Like five
or just, like, tackle
kids
them immediately.
And
just,
like I said,
shit
five
out.
Arrows. Just cock it and the next one's ready.
Yeah.
Even with the automatic
well, no,
ones,
like,
you could seriously, like, no, you could still go up there and, like, start beating the shit out of him. I'm,
yeah.
Oh, no, it's with a, it's
no,
with a
no.
compound bow, not a crossbow, right?
No, it's a compound
it's not
bow.
Even a crossbow, it's a compound bow.
Okay,
well,
compound
if you're,
bow
if you're
almost,
quick, if you're quicker
though,
with
like,
that quicker
arrow,
like, this
students,
will never work. However, if you've got them in your hands like you're
yeah.
actually supposed to do, yeah, you could
yeah.
probably pop up a good
no, but here's the thing, like,
10 seconds
yeah.
of
you have a bunch of high school kids trapped in the gym. One of them dies. What do? They fucking panic. So he gets away with shooting a few more before one of them actually tries. Like
yeah.
they, but so that's
we,
like
we were laughing when you when crossbow was
crossbow.
The initial term.
Yeah, but like
yeah, compound bow a lot more frightening actually.
Yeah, but
because otherwise no, I'm
bad.
Still imagining the crank crossbow because it's like that's a little
hold on.
That's the weirdest school shooting I've ever heard. It's like, how many did he get? Five? How did he manage five?
He plays
that's
a lot
impressive.
Of D&D.
We're gonna pat him on the back first and then send him to prison for life.
It's like, do we just, like, congratulate him on, like, a pretty good score considering?
Yeah, it's like, he scored 100% of the marksmanship test.
I mean,
he's
maybe...
Innocent.
So what I'm gaining from this is before this actor played The Flash, he just played Bullseye.
You know, have you ever seen Perks of Being a Wallflower?
No.
Well, he was in that too, but you've never seen that either. Yeah,
nope. he plays a gay
it's
dude.
It's Ezra under. Something, gay dude.
Ezra well, gay dude. That's his
Ezra
gay dude.
Yeah.
They were really creative with their character names. That's also
well,
right
that,
there next to...
His real name is
that,
Ezra gay dude.
That's his real name? Okay, well, you know, him and Joe awkward guy and... Stephanie might be gay person, and Leslie, I want to be with main character, but am too afraid to be. I don't even know the other characters' names. I just assumed that's what they were.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So, Mickey, I'm not sure if we've put this out, but we didn't really think the best of Batman v Superman, and it would probably not be a good night out.
But would it be a good day in?
No, wait until it comes out on Netflix and then
well,
look at it and then
what,
don't
yeah,
watch
and then
it
then don't, okay. what about when it hits HBO now?
Then, like,
yeah.
turn it on for just, like, 5 seconds and then turn to something else because it was a mistake that you even hit that button.
You're right. I meant to actually watch something better, like Jurassic World or, you know, any Marvel movie.
Actually,
Deadpool,
Mickey,
possibly.
Mickey, Fast forward to the part where Batman fights Superman and play the Benny Hill song.
It actually manages to be a really shitty
part.
It is. Literally, it's like, I'm gonna hit you hard in the face.
That's how the whole thing starts. It's like, Batman's like, oh shit, I can't get him because Superman. He's like, yeah, I can't get him because Superman. He's like, Kryptonite. He's like, oh shit. Superman's like, oh my face. Wait, I have my superpowers again. Batman's like, oh shit, I forgot superpowers. I'm Kryptonite. He's like, oh shit, not again.
And then at the end, he's like, Batman, like, gets Superman down.
He's made that entire
thing. Yeah, but then he, like, gets him down because he hits him again with the kryptonite and hits him hard. And Superman's like, go kill me, Krypton Martha! And Batman's like, why did you say her name?
Martha!
And then he's like, Martha! He's like, my mom's name was Martha! And he's like, Martha! Martha sounds like mother!
Simpson, to be honest.
And then Lois Lane's like, don't kill the Superman. He's the Superman. He's the bad bad. Batman is not a bad man. He's a good boy. Gotta kill him. And he's like, my mama named my mata. And he's like, it was like Luta. He kidnapped my mama. And he's like, I'm gonna go beat up on like Luta Joker. He kidnapped your mama.
Such an asshole.
And then Lex Luthor's like, quiet. I just made, I made a doomsday device. It's actually, it's Zod. It's doomsday. It's like, no girl kidnap a mata, no dog, I'll kick your ass. And then he's like, no, I won't kill you, I won't kill you. And then he's like, and he's like, oh no, Doomsday. And she's like, I'm Wonder Woman, and I'm Wonder Woman, I got a sword. And Superman's like, Doomsday. And then he's like, Superman's like, oh no, I'm dead. And like, Superman's like, dead, God is dead, and we killed him.
Batman was there saying, I'm in this fight, I got a gun, I can't fight Doomsday. I can't fight Doomsday.
They cut out the 10 minutes
what
of the movie where Batfleck just like hid behind a piece of rubble and just cried and shit himself.
That was for like 10 minutes.
He was just like literally the entire time he was shitting himself too, like an endless stream of diarrhea.
So I've heard what Bat and Supes are doing, but what about the Wonder Woman's?
She dresses
actually,
in fancy clothes,
to
goes
be honest,
to parties.
Like the only attacks I guessed at the end that actually looked like a reasonable action fight.
Was sword, she has two attacks.
Yeah.
Sword jump, which is a normal type move, that if she misses, it deals her 1/4 of the damage that it would have got if she hit Doomsday. And she has Lasso of Truth, which doesn't do any damage, but it I guess makes it easier for Superman to end the movie by hitting Doomsday.
That made it the best attack
possible. Did he at least hit him really, really hard?
Superman?
Yes.
He stabs him with
a kryptonite spear that Batman made for the express purpose of killing Superman.
Oh, so Superman could be that close to kryptonite and still be powerful.
Good to know.
No,
because he lost all of his powers and died for it.
Oh, okay, so Supes is dead.
Is
it dead or...
No, because it's just like, you're not actually killing him off. Fuck, no one in the audience is convinced.
No.
They go through a whole funeral and everything, and they show, like, Lois throw a bit of dirt on his casket, and then you see it, like, at the very last shot. What do you fucking think happens? All of a sudden, you see the dirt come up.
And the hand is just like, I am Zombie Superman, Blackest Night!
Yeah.
No, we just got dirt rumbling, and that
and,
was it.
Yeah, and then Zack Snyder's like,
you
saw 300, you know I have a giant... flaming, raging, hard-on dick for Christ allegories.
Over the credits, it literally just had, like, an old, shitty webcam video of Zack Snyder masturbating furiously.
Meanwhile, he's, like, holding a black lantern and just laughing maniacally.
Oh, no, he was like, minorities are the worst! Ah!
Yes, because they only put, what, two in there?
There was two minorities in that movie? That is so diverse.
One's Lawrence Fishburne,
the other has to be
the Africans that Lois is interviewing.
There was a third one, Jason Momoa, and
Jason Momoa.
And also they had Lex Luthor's Chinese concubine. I wish I was joking.
No, but Lex has always kind of had an Asian fetish.
Yeah, he's got a Chinese concubine named Mercy.
Wait, she's Chinese?
Yeah.
Mercy's always been Japanese. Yeah. I don't really know.
I think Mercy
in Young Justice is a android.
Yes, she is.
And this thing
just—that's about as much as I know about.
Oh, in that case, be prepared to be pissed off. They kill her off unceremoniously.
Wait, she didn't even get to fight Arsenal?
No, not the
bullshit.
Yes, Lex Luthor literally.
I was expecting a shot-by-shot remake of Young Justice, and I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, it should have been a chain of explosives that a one-armed Speedy threw around her and then blew her up.
Lex Luthor literally blows up the Capitol building because Senator Holly Hunter decides he's like Lex Luthor. It's good that you're gonna get the kryptonite to kill Superman, and I don't know, I can't approximate her speech impediment, but it's really funny. And then she's like, oh yeah. It's like I can't just let you have kryptonite. That's not a deterrent. That's a weapon of assassination. I gotta wet my whistle a little bit with Granny's peach tea. And then because she literally decides, like, I'm gonna give you kryptonite, Lex Luthor, and then she shows up and she's like, I changed my mind for no reason, Lex Luthor. You're actually a bad guy because I realized you're just the Joker from Dark Knight, so I can't give you the kryptonite.
And you just wiped the makeup off.
And Lex Luthor,
you know, saw that scene.
Yeah, and Lex Luthor's like, my father was a German and a fiend. He thought that Scotch was a good key to health. He once came to America, and my mom didn't like that, not one bit. And he made a company, and then he died, and he said, why so Superman? That was that scene. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and also
yeah,
Lex
there's
Luthor,
a comma.
Lex Luthor's other friends like, you know what the biggest lie in America is? It's that power is innocent. You see, you give one guy superpowers and nobody bats an eye, but you start worshiping him as God and everybody loses their minds.
See, this is what happens when you let Lex Luthor listen to Anti-Flag.
Yeah,
that whole speech came to absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
it's like that's almost a typical Lex response, and then instead, it turns out he was being controlled by Doomsday, Darkseid the whole time.
Yep, literally the entire movie, I guess. Yep.
Yeah.
Also, the first time you see him, he's
with
playing
a boom tube opening up and just a hand reaching out and petting him and going, "Good, my pet."
Literally, the first time you see
him, it reaches out and just starts jerking him off.
Yes, my pet.
Yeah.
This is how we say hi in my world.
As Macho Man plays on his stereo. And he's like, Macho
he
Man.
He said that, but for some reason I just imagined fucking Macho Man Randy Savage over the speakers going, yeah, brother, jerk that weed. Jerk it.
And
jerk
then,
it good.
Like, you just see
come
from
on my face, brother.
You see from the other side of the boom tube is like Darkseid sitting on the throne with like a gigantic 70s porn mustache and a cop hat.
And he's like, yes, this is good.
So, did they portray Darkseid essentially as just DC Thanos?
They didn't show him.
No. They just used his name.
No, they didn't even use his name.
They used his symbol.
They used iconography and, like, hints that a proper DC fan would know is Darkseid.
Yeah.
Right. Such as parademons.
So I never get it.
Yeah.
It's so...
They'll understand. The mass populace knows who that is.
Yeah.
I guess they showed a mother box for all of, like, a couple of seconds, but did not pay, like... It was during the PowerPoint presentation.
They tried to Marvel Easter egg it.
No.
No, not even. They were just like, this is a thing!
No,
maybe
they,
it's
no,
a thing? Maybe
no,
it's
they didn't even call it out by name. I had to explain to you, was it Damien? It was like, yeah, that was a mother box.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, also, they.
Let's see what it looked like.
When Wonder Woman shows up in the PowerPoint presentation, it's because of a photo of her fighting in World War I. Later in the movie, she's like, I gave up on the world 100 years ago! And with her, like, weird, unplaceable accent, she's like, oh, I am Wonder Woman. It didn't sound weird. She's like, oh, I am here to fight against Lex Luthor. Uh-huh. And then she's like, I gave up on the world 100 years ago. And it's like, apparently you forgot how to count, too.
Maybe she gave up
like,
way before the war. But she was like, nah, fuck it. I'm a warrior.
Yes, but it specifically says that the picture was taken in 1918.
That's actually about 100 years ago. That's 98 years ago.
Yeah, but...
Jason...
I'm nitpicking everything I hate about this movie, okay? I have that right.
Logic.
Also, Gun Batman. Batman just watched his favorite anime, Gun Frontier, and he was like, oh, right, I should be killing people with guns this entire time. That's genius. Why did I ever think of murdering somebody with a gun to get what I want? That is not antithetical to my ethos at all.
I've been listening to Republic radio stations.
You know, Rush Limbaugh has a point. Oh, and they also make a specific point that Batman apparently only went after poor criminals. I guess that's why he doesn't want to do anything bad. So he's like, oh, he's rich. I can't fuck with him.
Now, here's my question. Why were the guns okay, but it was so wrong for them to embrace old Batman using the two chainsaws on the end of a chain? Sorry, maybe that's just me. I really like that moment.
I was gonna say this is the Red Hood. This is the Batman that Red Hood would love. So they should, you know.
Yeah. Also, it's like I don't understand why Batman, if he wanted to get his hands on Kryptonite, didn't try to like just like make a deal. Like he literally has all the leverage against Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He has so much leverage against Lex Luthor.
And yet doesn't use it.
Yep. Because he's too heroic. He was busy stabbing a guy in the balls and then branding a guy so he could get murdered in prison. Actually, that's a thing. Batman brands his victims so they can get murdered in prison by gangsters.
He straight up does this. This is the thing he does.
Awesome. What does he brand him with?
A bat sign.
Specifically, he just takes a superheated batarang and then mashes it.
Yeah, and he almost brands Lex Luthor at the end. But he's like, "Oh right, I forgot he's rich."
Does he just have like an understanding with the criminals that, or do they just hate Batman iconography?
Yeah,
that
that's
much?
The thing. It's like, I was like, "Oh, I don't want to see that bat sign. I guess I have to murder you now."
They just go into, like, a Vietnam flashback, like, rage whenever they see bad iconography.
I don't know. To be fair, that would actually be very Batman if that were true.
Yes, but seriously, it's like, oh, I guess because the guy's, like, a human trafficker, but the guy's in prison, like, man, I sold crack to 10-year-old kids, but that's beyond the pale. Time for you to die.
I almost thought for a second they were going to do it about right during, like, the initial, like, when they first showed Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the two cops come in, they, like, find where all the victims were downstairs, right? And they're like, oh, where is everybody? They find all the victims, they're just down there, and it's like, oh, okay, here you go, you're free to go, and they open it up, and then they immediately close it back. And then explain in broken English that it's because the devil is still out there. Like, okay, that's appropriately Batman,
mm-hmm.
and then he just brands a guy, and then he's murderous, and I don't know.
Yeah, he...
Why does he murder?
Because he realized
because
that bullets
they don't give
are effective.
That genuinely, I think, they don't fucking give a shit. This is not Batman or Superman or whatever. It's shit ton of money for Zack Snyder Man. That's what
Zack
Snyder Man. Snyder Man. Take a shit on Superman. Can he ruin this franchise? You can see it with your eyes. Oh yeah, the incredible Snyder Man. When he makes Batman versus Superman, he'll take a big fat shit right in the film can.
Yeah.
That's literally what he did. He just, Zack Snyder, like, this movie was pretty much just like Zack Snyder pulling down his pants and just a close-up shot of his greasy, hairy asshole.
From now on.
Shitting
anyone
on
anyone who's just like, I don't like Batman. Punisher's a much better character. I like him a lot better. I would just be like, this is what happens when you make Batman Punisher. You shut the fuck up. Never breathe again. Die.
Here's the worst part of this entire thing. Wait a couple of weeks. There's going to be very diehard, stupid fucking fanboys who are going to come out and find some obscure-ass Batman comic in which he acted this way and be like, no,
yeah,
this is source material. It's totally canon. It's fine.
It's
this
called
is
the original
Batman.
Batman's comics, actually, believe it or not. The very first, like,
yeah, except
two,
only history where he, like, said he has not done that again. It's
yes.
called character development, motherfuckers. It's a thing.
Ever since then, it's been just a major facet of his character where he never kills anyone. The only other example I can even give you is where he kind of sort of kills Darkseid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
like 5 years ago, I think.
We're excluding the.
But that's a very specific incident.
We're excluding the Dark Knight run, of course,
yeah.
right?
The Dark Knight Returns?
Where he kills Penguin by dropping him off the bridge.
You mean Batman Returns?
Maybe.
No, he doesn't. Well, he doesn't.
No, not movies. I'm talking comics.
Oh.
No, I don't. Wait, hold on. Are you talking about Azbat, who's something completely different?
Oh, maybe I am.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of
I think
Azbat,
I got it confused.
Who's totally fucking different. And
you're
Azbat,
right.
the reason
yeah.
Bruce came back was because Azbat was killing criminals.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. You're right. I
yeah.
retract my statement.
Yeah, fucking Jean-Paul Valley, that
yeah.
motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
That was a major event.
Oh, I haven't
like,
tried
seriously,
the
like, he was like, he's not
yet.
Batman enough, actually.
It's been a while. I forgot. I got him confused. All the bats look alike.
Whoa, what the
that's
fuck,
racist.
Dude? What the
bat
fuck,
family.
Dude?
You want some cheese?
That's why the Red Hood is just amazing. Duh.
Anybody else want some Brie?
I recently watched Under the Red Hood.
Oh, you saw Under the Red Hood? Oh, it's
no,
so
no.
good, right?
Brie Larson.
Was, okay, but I, just, like, I was like, kind of kept tossing and turning about that whole thing, because it was just like, I agree with Jason Todd on this, but I also agree with Batman on this, but...
All I know is I just really like Neil Patrick Harris as Nightwing.
Yes, it was brilliant.
Yes. And also Jensen Ackles as the Red Hood was pretty fantastic,
really,
too.
It was really good, yeah. But that was it. Like, there was a Batman whose Robin was killed by Joker. And what did he do?
Well, that's every Batman.
Yeah, I mean, specifically.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
specifically we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
yeah.
that's just, like, very specifically, there was a Joker killed him. And then, you know, we'll try to do something nice.
Shit.
It didn't work out.
No, this is the alternate universe where in Under the Red Hood, when Jason, like, has, when he's like, I'm not talking about Two-Face or the Penguin. I'm talking about him. Why in God's name is he still alive? And this is the alternate universe where Batman's like, yeah, you're fucking right. We should kill the Joker. And then he's like, I should kill everyone who opposes me.
So Batman is the real villain.
Genius, yeah. Actually, they present Batman as like the like.
He's important.
Okay. Ugh. It's so disappointing. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know. That was a good conversation. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a hell of a thing. I can't believe I still have some bag to drink.
That movie sucks so much dick. Like, I'm so upset.
I want to see it, like I said in the thing, I want to see it just to know how awful it is in comparison by what y'all are talking about, but I am not by any means spending the money on it.
It's really disappointing, because, like, I kind of knew that it was going to not be great, but I secretly wanted it to be really excellent so I could, like, leave the theater pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I was half expecting to happen, in the same way that Man of Steel kind of did that, where I went in expecting it to be awful, and it wasn't good, but it was halfway decent.
Yeah. It was watchable.
It was watchable. Utterly watchable. So, yeah. What else is there? What else is there, Jasons?
I don't know, man. It just feels like that. That just kind of sucked all the air out of the room.
Well, you know, that's really upsetting, especially given that, you know, Daredevil season 2 finally dropped.
Yeah, it did. I've been watching it.
Yeah, I binge watched all the way through. And so we started to talk about this too. But Jason, what are you feeling so far?
You know what? So far, I'm definitely getting the change in the showrunner. Is definitely reflected. The original showrunner, I can't remember the person's name, but who had come to basically Marvel Studios with the idea to redo Daredevil correctly as a TV series, who had been the showrunner on the first series, left to go pursue another directing project.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that. I actually don't know the full circumstances as to why they got the new showrunner. I just assumed
it was because the original showrunner went off to direct something for Marvel Studios. So good for him. He's getting his directing career with them.
Yeah, because
he showed he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But this new season, it certainly is a different direction for the series. It keeps faithful to a lot of the stuff that was established in the first season.
Yeah.
But I, you know what? I still have to get to the end of it. I'm only through episode 6 right now, so I'm about halfway through.
Yeah.
But I need to get to the end to make up my mind on it.
Well, you know, and this is something I can talk to you about, because by the episode you're in, you've already met this character, but I gotta say, out of everything that happens in that, it's actually a really strong season, with the exception of Elektra.
Yeah.
She felt like a shoehorned in character that could have been a really good plot device, but it essentially seems like they're like, we don't know what to do with him and Karen because we can't show her actual fate. Let's throw Elektra in here. And they threw her in there to try and give a bigger big bad than the Punisher.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, I feel like they could have easily done what they did with the Punisher in the first half and then spent the back half of it being essentially the trial of the Punisher. And there would still be some daredeviling in there, obviously, mm-hmm. but it would be a great way to show the relationship between between Daredevil and and Foggy.
Yeah, Zach Zurdok.
Yeah, Zach Zurdok, Matt Murdock. There it is. Thank you. Which I mean, they do use the trial for that as well, mm-hmm. but it's very rushed. Because they're like, shit, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta get to Elektra in the hand. Fuck, I don't know. It's a little sad.
It is. It's very. I think the whole thing's very. You know, I don't know. I have to get to the end of the season before I can make any judgment. But yeah. I'm gonna call it right now.
Okay.
This is gonna be the year that kills the superhero genre.
You think?
Yep.
Why? Yep. What's your reasoning? I'm curious.
Batman versus Superman, it made a lot of money, but it
was terrible.
It was not a good movie. I don't have very high hopes for Civil War.
Okay.
And in general, I think the last chance DC has to, here's the thing, their movies are always going to make money. They're never not going to make money.
It's true.
And even though I think that's the primary decision they use to determine whether or not they're going to make a film, but Suicide Squad's probably going to be poo-poo.
Yeah,
How hard-boiled can you get with these comic book things? Like, hard-boiled are you going to get with it?
Here's the problem that I see happening with Suicide Squad. It's the same thing that happened with Batman vs. Superman, where it looked really good in the beginning of it with the first trailer, And then they release the second trailer where it shows a lot more,
mm-hmm.
and you realize just how corny and off the beaten trail it's going to be.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like DC saw how Marvel does things, where they can be dark, but they're humorous and still light.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fuck, let's try and make that happen, but still keep it dark.
Yeah.
And they focus too much on the dark.
You know, I saw yesterday, I watched two movies. They were both independent films.
Okay.
It was The Skeleton Twins, starring Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig, and
okay.
Voices, starring Ryan Reynolds and Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
And I looked at that and I was like, you know, these are two movies that if superhero movies weren't a thing, would probably have gotten theatrical releases.
Yeah.
And if they had spent the money to advertise them, I think both of these movies would have done well. And maybe even, you know, maybe even got some award consideration.
Yeah.
But so the simple fact is that the studios are too afraid that, you know, and those are independent films, and studios are too afraid to make stuff like that anymore because they're afraid they're not going to make their money off of it. I don't think that that's a true statement, but I think they're just afraid they're not going to make
yeah.
their money.
Well,
and so we don't, most people don't get to see those movies.
Yeah, and you know what's sad is that at the beginning of the superhero movie revolution, we had that whole thing of you'd get like, 1 to 3 superhero movies in the year.
Yeah, it was a genre, and now
it was a genre, and the studios would use those, knowing they would make money off them,
mm-hmm.
to take risks on other films. And now it's essentially become a, well, we don't want to step outside this bounds because they're all making us money,
mm-hmm.
and let's just focus on that. Which, granted, they're a studio; that's what their main point is. Because studios don't make art anymore. That's
mm-hmm.
why the independent film market is so flourished. But you know, it's a sad state of affairs. But I want to go back to this idea that this is the year that's going to kill superhero movies.
Yeah.
Especially when we've had great stuff come out like Deadpool
mm-hmm.
and Daredevil season 2. We have Jessica Jones season 2 coming out this year, I think.
Yeah, so.
I believe Jessica Jones season 2. Luke Cage is next year,
mm-hmm.
though, I believe. But we did get a trailer or a teaser at the end of Daredevil season 2 for Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks good.
Excellent.
I think we may see a fall in Marvel and more so DC movie superhero movies. But
yeah,
maybe
but
not
Jessica
a death
Jones,
to the
Luke
genre.
Luke Cage
as a
and Daredevil, that's a TV series. It's an original TV series
right.
for Netflix.
Yeah.
So I think I'm sure those will go on unabated because, you know,
yeah.
they're always looking for new TV content.
Yeah, and also someone proposed after Daredevil season 2 was just as big a hit as the first one, there's a high chance Netflix is considering giving Punisher its own
mm-hmm.
show as well.
I saw that, yeah.
Which is exciting because this Punisher was actually a really good Punisher in
mm-hmm.
my opinion.
It was.
It wasn't quite as on point as Warzone,
mm-hmm.
but Warzone was so over the top that it couldn't be taken
yeah.
seriously as a true Punisher film,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Is kind of the problem. But when you go with the supervillain that they did
yeah.
in that one, it's very difficult.
I don't know. I'm just so fucking... It's just exhausting.
It is.
It feels like there's, you know, the only things that we can talk about at all that most people do see are these superhero movies, and I'm just like, it's...
I agree.
It's disappointing. Cause
it is.
That's the problem. It's not, you know, I went to see Batman vs. Superman. I thought I'd have fun. It wasn't fun
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
It was actually very bleak and depressing
yeah.
and long. Oh my God, it was so long. Someone needs to give Zack Snyder a watch for his birthday. That was a 2.5 hour long movie.
And just think, there's supposedly an extra hour's worth of footage out there to make the R-rated director's cut.
Yeah, that entire hour of footage actually comprises of 10 minutes of that is Zack Snyder shitting on the camera.
Okay, sure.
Another 10 minutes of that is Ben Affleck in his trailer
jerking off slowly with
yeah.
his own tears as lube.
Yeah, while Henry Cavill like plays Parcheesi with Zack Snyder at the other end of the trailer.
Right, I heard about that scene.
20 minutes of that is also of just a can of tomato paste
mm-hmm.
That Zack Snyder then blows up with a firecracker.
Right.
And the last of that secret footage is Jeremy Irons.
Just laughing at the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's high as shit.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy Irons is smoking like a 2 foot long cross joint.
Nice.
And let me tell you, that guy has the lungs of a fucking giraffe.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're not scarred at all.
No.
I mean, he's a real prince among thieves.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could almost say he was a man in an iron mask.
Yeah, one could even say that.
Yeah, he was like a Richelieu. That was Tim Curry in that, in the first Three Musketeers movie.
Yeah, it was. Oh, Tim Curry.
Yeah.
So, in a non-superhero but yet somewhat similar realm, they started putting up they started releasing the poster art for the reboot of It. Have you seen this?
Oh, Jesus.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I knew vaguely about it. Jesus, why? Yeah. Why? Why?
Because right now we're living in a world where if it's not a superhero movie, it's got to be a reboot of something that is nostalgic for someone. That's apparently the way Hollywood works these days.
So annoying.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. They could be rebooting another Tim Curry film, like, I don't know, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh, wait, Fox is.
Dude, watch, they're going to reboot Breaking Bad next year.
Yeah, but it's going to be all told from Jesse's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like going to, but it's not going to be the same cast.
No, totally new cast.
They're going to get like, they're going to make it darker and grittier.
Yeah, but they're going to still try and keep some lightheartedness. In fact, you know who's playing Jesse?
Who?
Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Not Frankie Muniz, but Malcolm.
Yeah. And actually, you know who's going to be playing Walter White?
Hmm.
Miles Teller. And
it seems like a logical choice.
And Bryan Cranston will be playing Gus Fring.
Yes.
And Hank.
And
in a dual role.
In a dual role. One in blackface, one not.
Yes, Hank will be in blackface.
Yes, yes he will.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be diverse.
Yeah, exactly. It would be racist to have the guy in blackface not playing the cop.
Of course.
That isn't the,
you gotta show that. Yeah. You gotta show the young black community that a strong white man playing a black man can play someone of importance.
Exactly.
That they fear in their community for killing
them. I feel like Tropic Thunder didn't do a good enough job of enforcing that.
Honestly, I will stand by that Tropic Thunder is probably the only place that blackface should be allowed, simply for the fact that it is a parody of blackface.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. did an amazing job in that role.
He did. That was a really good movie.
That was an amazing
movie. We all like Tropic Thunder.
Sad thing is they're talking about a possible sequel.
A gritty reboot of Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
Who'd be in the gritty reboot of Tropic Thunder?
They're going to replace Ben Stiller with Ben Kingsley. Jack Black will now be played by Owen Wilson. Vince Vaughn will take on the blackface role because that makes total sense. And it's going to actually be a tie for who plays the young black character in that.
Between Ving Rhames.
And Idris Elba.
Vingdris Elba Rhames.
That sounds like a D&D character.
Vingdris Elba Rhames, yeah.
In fact, my next character build will be named Vingdris Elba Rhames, and it will be that.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is, it's like, you know, they do like the fusion dance, because like Ving Rhames, like, I'm the old generation, and then just I was like, I'm the new generation, and they're going to like fuse together and form Vingdris Elba Rhames.
And instead of having either an English or a British accent, or American or British accent, they just have like a South African accent.
Or like that weird thing that people used to do in like the movies from the 1940s. It's like, I don't know, I have got an Atlantic accent, and I sometimes make my long vowels sound long, but other times I keep them very short.
Use that voice to sing the song from that movie, Booty Doo.
I can't.
No one can.
It's you can't do it.
Who's gonna play
fucking Booty Sweat?
Booty Sweat, Booty Sweat, not Booty Doo.
Yeah.
Booty Doo, I think, was an actual song.
Booty Doo.
It's what the booty do. Let me drink that booty do.
Tis what the booty doeth.
But not what the doeth do for the booty.
What wouldst thou do for a York peppermint patty?
I think we saw what Hitler would do for a York peppermint patty.
Yeah, not even for a Klondike bar.
No, he tried for a Klondike bar, but he couldn't quite get that one.
You know, we all had that one friend and like who made the first, like the first time you ever heard the joke was like someone killing somebody for a Klondike bar. Everyone remembers their first friend who suggested that.
Yeah, and it was in some cases, you just eyeballed them very closely because you knew on some level they weren't kidding.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? What would you do? What would you do?
I still stand by. I had this theory back in high school, and I stand by it, that if you ever get into a fight, you have to be as crazy as possible, and then when you knock the person out, you just stand over them and you say something ridiculous that makes no sense for the situation. So they're laying on the ground and you just stand over them and you get really close and you just go, gotta catch them all, bitch.
That's,
and then walk away.
We learned that from Hey Arnold.
Yeah, Hey Arnold taught us, you know, crazy will win you every fight.
Yeah, it will.
Yes, it will.
Hmm. Quiet.
Hmm. Yes.
Hmm.
Didn't work out for Superman.
No, it didn't.
If you're listening, Superman, and I hope you can hear me.
Yes, Supes.
You're a fucking punk.
Punk ass bitch. Also, Batman, why you stop being Batman and turn into Gatman?
Yeah, seriously. Stop shooting people, Batman.
Morty, stop. Batman. Morty.
Stop
Morty.
Shooting people.
Ugh. You know what movie I think gets very little respect, but I'd be curious to see a remake of is, I believe it's called Standing Tall. About the guy that's an office worker in L.A. and
you mean Falling Down?
Falling Down, thank you. Yes, Falling Down. And for those that don't know this movie, that's my recommendation for the week. I'm saying it early. Go see Falling Down. It's from the 90s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when people first started going postal. And that's what the movie's about.
That's what the movie's about. The main character thinks he's eliminating the waste of L.A. while he crosses from way on the other side of Hollywood all the way to Santa Monica on foot, just mowing down gang members and subway rapists.
Also, he can see his daughter.
And it's all to see his daughter. But the best part of it, he doesn't realize he's the bad guy the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the best fucking part. It's got Robert Duvall in it in a great goddamn role.
Mm-hmm.
Main character's played by
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, thank you. The dude that got cancer in his throat from eating girls out. A lot of people forget that was a thing he made claim to, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruined it for every other guy.
Yeah. That just goes to show that, you know...
It's not the excessive coke or the smoking, 12 packs a day that he did.
Yeah, it's eating pussy.
Yes.
That's the real... Women everywhere hate him now. And it's like, sorry, babe, I can't. I don't want to get throat cancer.
And that's where I step in and I go, hi, I'm Mickey. I smoke. Relentlessly. Throat cancer? Always a possibility. And I love vagina. Brought to you by Mickey's World.
Can you put that on your business cards? Like that whole phrase?
That whole phrase?
That you give to people. It's like, even if it's just business clients.
Just men, women, business clients.
Yeah, it's like you meet the president and give him that. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
And I look at him and I just give him a wink and a two guns and I walk away.
Yeah.
We all know I'd eat the president pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
And by that, I mean Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd eat him.
Yeah. I would make him into, I would actually eat his flesh.
Yes,
I
make him into a beautiful.
Get his power, yeah.
Yes, you must eat his heart.
Yeah.
Whole, raw.
See, but he knows and he'll fight like a demon to protect himself.
He will.
He's trained in Krav Maga.
Yes.
You don't know that about the president, but he really is actually.
He's a mad expert in Krav Maga.
Yeah, he is. And not like mad, like his very skilled, but he's just irate all the time.
Yes.
When he does Krav Maga. He just gets not angry, but just like, he's like, oh man, I got a little, my shorts are riding up a little bit. I'm really pissed off. I'm really worked up, guys. I'm really peeved. I'm ticked off. Gotta kill somebody with my bare hands now.
I feel like if I was the president and my underwear got bunched up, I would just fix that. In public and not worry about who saw. And if someone called me, I'd be like, President of the United States, bitch, try to stop me.
Yeah, I would, if I did that, if I ever become the president, I'm going to hire somebody whose whole job is going to be to do the, little attention to my dress things that I don't want to take care of. And that includes, that would include digging out, my boxers from each other.
I don't know.
Tying my shoes while I'm walking.
While you're walking?
While I'm walking. I'm the most important fucking man in the world.
So you don't got time to stop.
I saw
the West Wing. There's a lot of walking and turning in hallways.
Yeah, well, we're having clever dialogue about how everything Aaron Sorkin believes is right.
Yeah.
And everyone who disagrees with them is stupid and evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. Duh.
Like, we all saw The Social Network. Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Triple duh.
Triple duh. Yeah. How dare you?
I'm all about that triple D.
You know I'm all about that triple D. No song.
It doesn't
There's
quite
no
work.
Song.
It doesn't
no song.
Quite work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the clean version of that song for the first time
There's
a couple of days.
That song's not clean to begin with?
No, she's talking about oh yeah, boys like my big ass.
Well, I know, but she didn't curse in it, so essentially it's
Yeah,
the
she
clean
does.
Version.
She's like, yeah, that Photoshop, that shit ain't real and it's time to stop. And so they actually use the word, we know that ish ain't real in the radio-friendly version.
Yeah.
And then they change it, and it's like, you know.
Did you hear the Kidz Bop version? Is that what you're saying you heard?
No, I heard, like, the radio edit version of that song.
Oh, okay.
I would love to hear the Kidz Bop version of All About That Bass, because it's like,
I think
that
they,
song
they
is a little
actually,
about how great it is to have a fat ass and
yeah,
big
well,
titties.
I think
so.
It's honestly, I do think it exists, and if I'm not mistaken, it was changed to literally be all about music. Like, they're all about that bass, no treble. Like, they fully embrace that.
Yeah, it's pretty clear we can't sing this song for kids,
yeah.
So we'll replace the lyrics.
But it is a song all about body positivity, but we can't sing it to kids, because
yeah.
It's about fucking with body positivity.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. I like the bass.
Yeah. But what about the trebles?
I like the bass, the trebles, the clefs. The
you really
notes,
like the clefts, yeah.
The notes,
yeah.
The double entendres that I'm throwing out.
Personally, I'm a fan of the rests, mostly.
that explains a lot.
Yeah. Half rest and quarter rest, one after another.
Yeah.
My favorite piece of music is 317 by 321 by John Cage.
I now have a new challenge for you. The next time you get laid beforehand, just study music and try and thrust in the beat of the notes as if every note is a thrust. So that you're, yeah, just do that. And preferably it'd be Flight of the Bumblebee.
Challenge accepted? I don't know. How would I prove it to you?
It's a good point.
You have to take my word for it.
I would have to take your word for it. But I feel like you'd be walking funny.
Yeah.
Either that or you'd be really successful. In the music industry.
It's like later, it's like, Jason can't come in today. He sprained his pelvic floor.
How'd he do that?
By getting jiggy to classical music. Classical, dude, yeah, you know what? Everyone's joking, like, classical music is not good fucking music. How do you think Mozart did it? What do you think? And he put on dubstep. He dropped that bass.
Yeah, he dropped that bass and picked up the piano.
Yeah, he dropped that unwashed 18th century bass.
I love how your fishy smell smells. Would you like to mix with my vinegary balls?
Yeah, it's like, yes. We wear tight pants and no underwear.
Sweat quite a bit.
Yes. Let me put on my lambskin drawers. Oh, it's a hot day, better wear my extra wool socks.
Oh, and don't forget the powdered wig.
Also, this thick piece of wool that I wrap around my genitals to make them sweat extra.
And you know, I do need a storage space, but don't have pockets, nor wish to carry a purse. Mm-hmm. But I need to carry my mutton in something. I'll just shove it in the pants.
Also, we're going to continue using chamber pots in the corners of our room and throw them out the window onto the street.
Mm.
Truly, we are the most civilized people who ever lived.
Yes, anyone else is... just a savage.
A vandal savage.
Was he in the movie?
It would have been good if he'd been in the movie.
It
but
might have
would
explained
have, like,
a few things.
They would have like made him like gritty reboot vandal savage. He was like, ah, yeah, I was born around the turn of the century, then I became immortal. It's like, well, he was supposed to be a caveman. He's like, yeah, but that's stupid.
Didn't they tackle Vandal Savage in... fucking Arrow and The Flash?
I think so. I don't know. I don't watch those shows.
I do, but I haven't gotten through season 2 of Arrow nor season 1 of Flash. Mostly because Flash, it's good, but it's just a little too corny for my like.
Too much corn?
Too much corn. Too much cheese, too much corn.
Speaking of too much corn, Mickey.
Yes?
What's in that bag, boy?
Well, that's a great question.
What's in the bag?
Let me take one more sip, and then we'll do the reveal. Bubbly whiskey.
All right.
No, I'm gonna say it tastes like some kind of, it's darker, but it's not a full-on dark ale. Let's see. Banana bread beer? No wonder it tastes familiar.
Yeah.
Is this actually beer that's flavored like banana bread?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Beer brewed with bananas. Wells. Because beer is liquid bread.
And yeah.
You brew it with bananas. It's banana bread beer. This is delicious, actually. It's made by the Wells Corporation, WELLS.
Mm-hmm.
5.2% alcohol by volume.
And you can buy it at your local BevMo.
And it's a malt beverage.
Yeah, for those of us who have access to BevMos, those of us who don't, check your local...
ABCs, probably.
Specialty beer and wine stores.
Yeah, highly recommend it. It's very, very good.
I had a feeling you'd like that one. I wanted it, because that one was like, that I've had that before, and I thought it was really tasty, so I wanted to get that for you as a treat for the end of the, for the end of season two.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I've already given my recommendation for the week. Do you have one, Jason?
Yes, I do.
I know it's not Batman vs. Superman.
It is not. I would recommend, in fact, that you don't go see that movie, and instead, stay home and go on Hulu and watch the movie Voices, starring Ryan Reynolds.
What's that about?
Ryan Reynolds plays a paranoid schizophrenic named Jerry.
Wow, that okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Already caught my attention.
Yeah,
keep going.
Who lives alone in a modified apartment over a bowling alley. But he's not really alone, because he has his friends, his dog Bosco and his cat Mr. Whiskers, who talk to him. And they tell him to do things.
Do they have actual talking animals?
Yeah. Because he's schizophrenic, Mickey.
So
they talk to him.
So is this like the alternate version of the Deadpool movie? Is that all this is?
I'd say go watch it.
Okay.
They talk to him and they tell him to do things.
He
does those things.
I'm going to go watch this movie.
I think you really enjoy it. I originally came into it thinking it was going to be a comedy. It is a black comedy, but it's a very black comedy. There's some moments that I thought were very funny, but it's a very harrowing movie. And Ryan Reynolds delivers a wonderful performance in it. He's, you know, I know that I remember when he first started doing movies, he did Waiting, he did Just Friends and a bunch of other comedies that I loved back in those days. And he's, you know, now that he's become like a huge star, I'm glad that he gets to show his range and all that stuff. He's great.
He's always, fan. You know, and just to toot his horn a little bit more, have you seen, what's it called, Buried? The one where he plays the guy that's buried alive in the box?
No, I haven't seen that.
I highly recommend it. I'll have to look up the title to tell everyone
mm-hmm.
when we come back. But you know what? That's my second recommendation for the week.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I have a second recommendation for the week.
Oh,
as well.
you have two?
Wells Banana Bread Beer.
Oh, I highly
They're
recommend
that.
They're
paying me to advertise it. Go drink it.
Mmm, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, guys... we got this hiatus coming up. We're going to be gone for 4 weeks. So try
not
to...
What are we
going to
do with our time?
I don't know about you, but I got a lot of writing and pre-recording to do.
I mean, I do too, but the other time, like the other 6 days of the week that we don't podcast, what are you going to do with your time?
Probably a lot of masturbation until it loses its fun. Because I'll be barred indoors from the suburb street.
Yeah.
My mother's told me to get a job, but she don't like the one she's got.
My mom actually really enjoys her job.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, which makes it difficult when I try singing that song to her, because she doesn't...
She doesn't quite approve. Yeah,
she doesn't like me listening to that bad kids music. She only likes me to listen to classical.
Well, you know, then all you really have to do is just... Well, if she likes classical, I don't know, but at least bad kid music, just stop listening to early Green Day and start listening to current Green Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've mellowed a lot.
In their old age.
In their old age.
Speaking of mellowing out, it's been a pretty busy season for us this time, Mickey.
It has, and it's not coming to an end anytime soon. We still have a few more episodes left in this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I guess we better make this make our extended spring break count then, huh?
That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, from us to you, thank you so much for listening so far.
No problem.
We're gonna miss you.
Yeah,
but
we love doing it though. That's the thing. It's no problem for us. You know, we love that you guys are tuning in to listen to our to us rambling and ranting every week.
And soon to throw it out there in case you've forgotten, if you're an art fan, we'll be having a podcast that is just play readings.
Yeah,
as if they were radio plays. We'll have people that want to get their fright on with a Knock in the Dark podcast, mm-hmm. the horror and lore podcast. And if you really like that head trip into outer space that you get every mm-hmm. once in a while, we'll be having Space Helmet.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
Get ready, guys. It's going to be a great summer.
It's going to be a hell of a summer.
All right.
All right. For 11 Times with Peon in Hollywood, I'm Mickey Woodall.
I'm Jason Carpenter.
Signing off.
Don't see Batman vs. Superman.